Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Bittersweet Season, Caring for Our Aging Parents and Ourselves by Jane Gross examines the emotional and practical realities of supporting aging parents while trying to maintain one's own health, relationships, and identity. Drawing on widely discussed themes in elder care, healthcare navigation, and family dynamics, Gross highlights how caregiving often arrives gradually, then suddenly becomes all-consuming. The book's focus is not only on what to do, but on how it feels, the role reversals, the grief that starts before a parent is gone, and the persistent tension between duty and resentment. It also addresses the modern complexity of longer lifespans, chronic illness, and fragmented support systems, which can leave families improvising care plans with limited guidance. Rather than treating caregiving as a purely private problem, the book frames it as a common life stage that deserves preparation, honest conversation, and community resources. Its overall message is sober, yet constructive. Caregiving can be painful, meaningful, and manageable with clearer expectations and better support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the emotional landscape of caregiving and ambiguous loss. A central theme is that caregiving is not only a set of tasks, but a sustained emotional experience. Families often face ambiguous loss, a form of grief that appears while a parent is still alive but no longer fully independent or recognizable due to frailty, dementia, or chronic illness. This can produce guilt, irritability, sadness, and a sense of isolation, especially when the caregiver's social circle does not understand the daily strain. The book emphasizes how role reversal can be destabilizing. The adult child becomes the organizer, advocate, and decision maker, while the parent may feel diminished, angry, or fearful. It also points to the way siblings can experience the same situation differently, creating conflict over what is best or who is doing enough. By naming these emotions and treating them as normal rather than shameful, the caregiving journey becomes easier to navigate. Caregivers can learn to recognize burnout signals, accept mixed feelings, and seek support early. The result is not idealized caregiving, but more realistic caregiving that makes room for love, frustration, and grief at the same time. Secondly, navigating medical care, chronic illness, and the health system, another important topic is the practical challenge of managing healthcare for older adults, particularly when multiple conditions, medications, and specialists are involved. Caregivers often become translators between medical language and everyday decisions, and they may have to coordinate appointments, monitor symptoms, track medications, and push for clarity when advice conflicts. The book underscores how confusing systems can be for families, especially during crises such as falls, hospitalizations, or sudden cognitive decline. It also highlights the hidden work of advocacy, asking the right questions, insisting on understandable explanations, and ensuring that discharge plans, home safety needs, and follow-up care are realistic. Beyond clinical details, the book stresses that healthcare decisions are value decisions. Choices about treatments, risk, and independence hinge on what the parent wants and what the family can sustain. This makes communication with clinicians and within the family essential. Preparing documents, keeping organized records, and understanding common care pathways can reduce panic and prevent avoidable mistakes. The broader message is that caregivers can become effective partners in care when they combine empathy with structured planning. Thirdly, family dynamics, boundaries, and difficult conversations. Caregiving often exposes long-standing family patterns, and the book treats those dynamics as a major factor in whether care is sustainable. Adult children may revert to old roles, such as the responsible one, the peacemaker, or the distant sibling, and those roles can intensify under stress. The book explores how disagreements arise about money, living arrangements, driving, safety, and the timing of moving to assisted living or accepting home help. Parents may resist change, deny limitations, or fear losing autonomy, while caregivers may struggle to balance respect with the need to prevent harm. This creates a need for boundaries that are compassionate but firm. The book encourages proactive conversations before emergencies force decisions, including discussions about preferences for care, finances, and end-of-life values. It also recognizes that some families need outside facilitation, such as a geriatric care manager, counselor, or mediator, to reduce conflict and keep the focus on shared goals. By reframing difficult talks as ongoing dialogues rather than one-time confrontations, families can preserve relationships while making necessary decisions. The overall emphasis is on clear roles, realistic expectations, and communication that does not sacrifice the caregiver's well-being. Fourthly, care options, housing choices, and building a support network. The book addresses the real-world menu of care options and how families can match support to changing needs over time. Care is rarely static. An older adult may do well with minor help at first, then require more intensive assistance after a medical event or cognitive decline. The book examines common pathways such as aging at home with home care, adult day programs, assisted living, skilled nursing, and hospice or palliative care. It also highlights the often overlooked role of community resources, friends, neighbors, and local agencies in reducing caregiver overload. Understanding what each setting can and cannot provide helps families avoid false expectations and repeated crises. The book encourages caregivers to think in terms of layered support, medical care, personal care, transportation, meals, companionship, and safety modifications. Financial realities are part of this planning, since care can be expensive and choices are constrained by insurance, savings, and eligibility rules. By approaching care as a project that benefits from research, checklists, and contingency plans, families can make decisions with less panic. The deeper takeaway is that building a network is not a luxury but a necessity, and it protects both the parent and the caregiver from preventable breakdowns. Lastly, caregiver identity, self-care, and sustaining a life of your own. A final major theme is that caregiving changes the caregiver, and the book invites readers to take that transformation seriously. Many caregivers feel they must be endlessly available, but that mindset can lead to exhaustion, resentment, and health decline. The book emphasizes that self-care is not a slogan. It is a practical strategy for staying capable over the long term. This includes protecting sleep, maintaining medical appointments, asking for respite, and keeping some personal routines that preserve identity beyond the caregiver role. It also involves emotional self-care, acknowledging grief, seeking peer support, and releasing unrealistic standards of perfection. The book encourages caregivers to evaluate what they can genuinely provide and what must be delegation is imperfect. Another aspect is learning to accept that outcomes are not fully controllable. Aging brings unpredictability, and caregivers can only influence, not command, the course of decline. By setting limits and planning for breaks, caregivers can remain more patient and present with their parents. The broader promise is that caregiving can be integrated into a meaningful life rather than consuming it entirely, and that caregivers deserve attention, resources, and compassion equal to the person receiving care. In conclusion, this book is a strong fit for adult children who are beginning to notice a parent's decline, people already in the middle of hands-on caregiving, and professionals or spouses who want a clearer view of what families experience. It is also valuable for readers who sense caregiving may be in their future and would rather prepare than react. The benefit is both practical and personal. By clarifying common challenges such as medical coordination, family conflict, and shifting living arrangements, the book helps readers reduce chaos and make steadier decisions. Just as importantly, it normalizes the complicated emotions of caregiving, including grief, anger, tenderness, and fatigue, which can relieve shame and make it easier to ask for help. Compared with many caregiving guides that lean heavily on checklists or policy details, this book stands out for balancing the inner life of caregivers with the external realities of care systems. It frames caregiving as a life stage with predictable pressures and survivable transitions, encouraging readers to protect their own health while honoring a parent's dignity. For anyone seeking a grounded, humane perspective that supports real families, it is worth buying and revisiting as circumstances change. If you would like to support Jane Gross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.